talking about the new covenant, the blood covenant that Jesus gave us.
Okay.
His death, burial, and resurrection. Mm-hmm. That's the way we find eternal life.
Yep.
Through him. This is about where we agree with American churchianity, and that's about where it ends. The Jesus' first ministry words, take a gospel card, by the way, that will help you.
I'm good.
Jesus' first ministry words were repent. When you repent, you change your mind, you change your ways. You come out of the world. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. This place and the American churches are not following the biblical Savior. This place is following a form. Let me finish the gospel. You asked. They're following a form of worldly churchianity. By the blood of Jesus, repentance means you change your mind, change your ways, come out of every false way. That's the church systems. Come out of the world. And then when God sees a willing vessel, Acts 5 says he'll give you the Holy Spirit. You're born from above. The fruit you're born from above is not Sunday church attendance, and we're not Sabbatarians, not any day church attendance. It's not that you just believe in Jesus. The fruit you're born from above is Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. He said, in me you will abide in my word and you will produce much fruit. There's very little fruit in the American church system, very little fruit here. And the last part, you must endure to the end.
Right.
You don't have salvation today, you have the hope of it.
The only comment I have before I leave, is that you
are you with this or part of this?
No.
Are you watching it?
I'm going to.
Yeah, which is carnal entertainment, not worship.
So,
are you going to tell me something biblical?
No, I'm going to say you're generalizing and grouping.
You're not
going
to tell me anything biblical.
No.
Okay, then I guess there's nothing to talk about. You have nothing biblical to say.
Yep,
repent, you're going to lose your soul. God blesses those who obey him, sir. You're going to lose your soul in this false churchianity. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus did not die so you could entertain yourselves, folks. This is not the biblical Savior. This is flesh, sin, worldliness, and carnality. Seek the kingdom of God, not entertainment. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked.
Long-term, I'm Catholic, so that's what I've got covering me for that.
Well, actually, forgetting politics, did you know, because you're my neighbor, I love you, what's your first name?
Tarek. T-A-R-E-K.
Tarek.
Yep.
Wow, that's an interesting name.
Lebanese.
I have an interesting name. My name is Tupos.
Tupos,
but
okay.
Guess what it is? People ask me, what nationality that is? I said, it's Bible. And they go, Bible? In our little body, it's not biblical, it's not doctrine, but we all agreed to take new names because our old names were worldly. My name was James.
Okay.
James is known as a worldly drunken fighter.
Gotcha.
Not a name I don't remember.
Yeah.
So my new name that my brothers and sisters gave me is Tupos, and in the New Testament, in the Greek, that means example.
Okay.
So Tupos means example. My wife is Sister Amen. She's not Roman Catholic.
I
call her sister.
Sister, yeah.
Amen means faithful. But in love, did you take the gospel card? Put this in your pocket. Would you do me a favor? When you're done with this, go look at my Spirit and Truth teaching blog.
Okay.
Don't perish. Yeah, don'tperish.com. Look on the teaching blog, and I don't make a penny. I'm not. Politics make a lot of money. If you ever wonder about politics, they spend $100 million to get a job that pays $400,000 a year.
Yep.
What's wrong with that, Tarek? Tarek?
Yeah. He's a little corrupt.
Yeah, it's corrupt. Yeah. So the Roman Catholic faith has some truth to it and a whole bunch of lies and man-made traditions. Like every other church, the evangelical, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Anabaptists, you know, the Mennonites, and so Jesus said we must follow him in spirit and truth. And so you were probably born a Catholic.
I was born and baptized a Catholic, but not raised a Catholic.
Okay, but now you're still...
So I came back to the church in college.
If you look at my teaching, you're busy. If you look at my teaching, I take the catechism, 10 points, and I take you right to the Bible. And I show you how Roman Catholicism is totally not consistent with the words of Jesus Christ. They've twisted everything. Here's one that'll send you for a loop. They tell you Peter's the first pope. That's a lie. You know who Peter said he was in the book of 1 Peter? Is Peter a liar, do you think, under the Holy Spirit?
Nope.
He said, I'm a fellow elder. He was just an elder. That's what Peter said in 1 Peter. So many, many things like that on my website. I've got lots of articles about Roman Catholics. Last thing. Preach the gospel to you quick. By the shed blood of Jesus, you as an adult must come. Baby baptism does not work. Baby does not know what he's doing. It's like marrying a baby off. Does he have any clue what's happening?
No.
By the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, you must come to repentance. That's where you're willing to follow God and his word, his ways, no matter what. When God sees a willing vessel, that means leave Roman Catholicism, you'll probably lose all your friends and family. We, my wife was a lifelong ELCA Lutheran. That's like Roman Catholic life.
Yep.
She had to lose all of that. She lost all her friends and family. I lost all my friends and family. By the shed blood of Jesus, and if you're willing to repent and follow him. Are you married?
No, not yet.
Okay. When you get married.
Asking the question in a year and a half.
Hopefully to a woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, today I got to ask.
Roman Catholic.
Okay. No, but even the Catholic faith is leaning more and more.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's
another sin they have. The Pope, this current Pope, is taking them either further into ecumenicalism and into sodomy and lesbianism. But anyway, by the shed blood of Jesus, by repentance, you can be born again as a new creation. And when your heart is changed, guess what happens? You no longer want the false religion. You no longer want the culture. You want the Holy Spirit leads you to the scriptures. Because I'm sure you see a lot of hypocrisy in the Roman Catholic Church.
Oh, sure. We're Presbyterian, too.
Of course, every single one. That's why we don't belong to one.
Yeah.
The Catholics, they've proven the popes were hiding child molesters. They proved it. They were moving them around and hiding them. This is wickedness, Tara. This is wickedness because it's not of God. If I could take you to the Bible and show you that Jesus was secretly hiding child molesters and never repented of it, would you question who Jesus was? Sure you would. This is a false system. So by that shed blood, repentance, you're born again. Holiness and obedience. If you don't obey Christ and you don't follow his word, not the Catholic Church, you're going to lose your soul. And that's why I'm giving this. And then here's where the Catholics and I agree. You must endure. They don't believe once saved, always saved. I got it. The Catholic Church says you got to do. I say Jesus said you have to continue to do. But it's not repentance to a priest or confession. The bread and the wine is not literally Jesus' body. It's not. In John 6, he says this is spirit. Okay, it's not literally. That doctrine didn't come along for a long time. Praying to Mary, she's not a lifted up saint. Mary said, I need a savior too, meaning she was sinful. And when you hear about the Immaculate Conception, this blew my mind. I always thought they were talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're talking about Mary. They invented the doctrine that she was she was immaculately conceived, also like Jesus.
So they don't teach that she was immaculately conceived. They teach that she was born without sin.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
It's very close. Yeah. And so many of these traditions of the Roman Catholic Church you will find, just like the evangelicals, they're false. Not of God, and you must repent and come out of that. And last thing, Matthew 10. Jesus said you must lose your life. You're going to lose father, son, daughters, maybe wives. You don't have one yet. I hope it goes good for you. You lose everything to follow him. What most people do, they take their worldly life and they stick Jesus on like a sticker, bumper sticker. You're going to probably wear a crucifix if you don't. People all the time holding the crucifix up, and I say, we love you. That's not going to save you. A life cleansed by the blood of Christ, following him in holiness and obedience, works based on what Jesus did as fruit. You know him. We don't work our way. I don't agree with the Catholics. We do not work our way.
I would say the signs and symbols don't save you, too. Yeah. It is the true conversion of your heart that saves you.
It is, but
the reminders that we have.
Yeah, amen. But the true conversion of your heart is you follow God's word and ways, not man's, and you're following man's as Roman Catholicism. So ponder all that. My email's on there. Really, go look up those testings. I labor to put them there because I love you. Ask yourself, I don't make any money doing this. I sell nothing. This place is selling all this stuff. Jesus turned over tables for selling the things of God. Millionaire men are going to be on stage selling the things of God. I make no money. My website's free. I fund myself, retired early. We live in a van.
Little camps do that now.
Okay, we live in a little camper van, and we travel the country and support ourselves. And the reason we do this is because I want to meet guys like you and love you and get you to go, maybe I need to test the Catholic faith, because if it's wrong and I'm outside of the truth, you're going to lose your soul.
Who do you think's your favorite apostle?
Oh, I don't have a favorite one.
I was like Paul.
Paul's awesome.
Because he stayed a tent maker even after he started.
Oh, yeah, he worked in labor.
So you can imagine somebody back in the first century being like, man, that Paul guy, he's kind of out there. But he still made a good tent. That's
amen.
Like
he's working for a amen. Living. And he didn't ride around on a golden throne like the Pope. This is hypocrisy. Kissing his hand. What if I told you, I'm a preacher of righteousness. There's not many of us around. Kiss my hand, Tara.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
Shouldn't happen with the Pope. It should not happen. He's not the vicar of Christ on earth. These are all lies, and it's going to cause you to lose your soul.
Well, and they said the infallibility thing is a little bit tough, too, nowadays.
Oh.
Like, folks up to 80 years old, and you've got a guy
with dementia. He's senile. It can make up, hey, rub a banana on your head for salvation. And people go, oh, it's the word of the Pope.
It is interesting coming back to Catholicism as an adult being raised as a Protestant. You do look around at a lot of stuff, like,
Yeah, I know the Presbyterians aren't any better. We were in a park the other day.
Presbyterians are just less fun. That's what I.
They're what?
They're just less fun. It was all like the Dowers.
Yeah,
of,
yeah. We were in a park, privately sitting in a park. My wife and I. A Presbyterian pastor came up, saw our signs on our gospel van that said, "Repent, come out of the church." He goes, "What's wrong with the churches?" I started telling him. He goes, "Oh, you're all wrong." I said, "I'll preach the gospel to you." He, pastor, he wouldn't even stand and listen to the gospel like you and many people have done. He walked away. While he's walking away from here to like those people by his car, I have a loud voice. So I'm just talking to him like this, saying, "Sir, you got to repent. You're going to lose your soul." You know what he did? He got in his car and called the police on. The police show up and said, he said, "You're yelling, screaming, and threatening." And I said, "You want to see my video?" I had a video of the whole thing. And the cop's like, "No, okay." And the cop told me I wasn't on screen. Just like in Jesus' day, the Pharisees were his enemy. Sorry, man. Just like in Jesus' day, the Pharisees were his enemy. The modern churchgoers are our enemies today. The modern pastors. Some of the priests, I will give you this, some of the priests I've met are a lot nicer than evangelicals, but they don't love the truth anymore.
The vows of chastity and poverty, I think. They get a lot of flack from people in modernity, but I really do think that there is a value in having someone.
They're not biblical, though. They're not biblical, though.
Well, it's not a requirement of the Bible. It's a requirement of the church.
Do you know, but do you know where that came from? Study the roots of all these.
I mean, so
Christmas was a pagan holiday. Easter, pagan holiday.
One story that I've heard from, there's a priest down in Texas who used to be Anglican. So he is actually married. He's got kids and a family and all that. And his line is basically, Catholics don't give it a rate that would support families. And so for the church to have to take care of all these families was not practical.
Here's where it came from. They never had this law. The priests were being paid years and years, centuries ago. And when they died, all their money was going to their family. The popes got together and said, "We don't like this. We want them to take vows of chastity, poverty, and then we don't pay them nothing, and all the money stays in the church." How else did the Catholic Church get to become the richest organization in the world? Jesus said, "Freely you should give, freely he was given." The Pope sits on a golden throne. They own all kinds of artifacts. Did you know they killed, according to historians, look it up, secular historians, estimated 50 million people were killed by the Roman Catholic popes in the Dark Ages.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
And so what I would ask you to do is test all of that. That's not of God, Terry. That is of Satan. Satan has joined the church systems. And again, we don't support any one of them. Don't go to any one of them. Don't jump out from the Roman Catholics and go to the evangelical. Don't go to the non-denoms. Don't go to the Mormons. Don't go to the Jehovah's Witnesses. You know what you need to go into? The Word of God. And then become a holy man of God and look around for any true saints that have come out of the world, out of the church, and out of their flesh and are following Christ by their fruit. That's who you want to look for.
It was good to meet you, Jukos.
It was good to meet you. Thank you for listening. I didn't know how long it was go, but I hope what I said to you goes into some fertile ground. Check out that testing. My email's on there. If you can refute it, do it, because I look really foolish on the internet. I don't think you can refute it. It's catechism right to the Word of God. I hope it'll cause you to repent and seek after Christ in spirit and truth. And if you do, we're here to help you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Have a good day.
Love you. What's up? Yeah. Cool?
Oh yeah, I just
put
that up.
You went to the van?
Yeah. I careful, you're gonna
dump it all out. Test yourself, folks. You're being deceived by false Jesus. This is not biblical Christianity.
Oh, I'm glad you came here.
This is awesome. This is better than Life Fest. Or Oshkosh.
What, Life Fest?
This is better than that. I mean, access and...
Oh, we're definitely... Let's plan to do this every year if we can. I mean, it's within reach. It's like a 4-hour from where we normally go. Who knows? Maybe do more...
They can't stop us.
No, I love it. That's kind of like lunch. This. Right here. There's a garbage down there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You get it?
Oh, God.
That was refreshing, huh?
Yeah, that was really good. Gospel good news. Don't be part of this goat farm life light. Life Light is just a goat farm of entertainment. Seek Christ in spirit and truth. Holy is the Lamb of God, worthy to be praised.